Just as long as that rascal goes around, I'm happy.
We have an old boy down here at Siloam. You probably have heard him before. They call Johnny. He got a big school down here at Siloam, John Brown University.
Oh.
And the old gentleman was a preacher and an all fine man. And you know they recorded a whole lot of his sermons, and he's been dead now 2 or 3 years. And every Sunday morning they put on one of those sermons.
Huh.
And him laying over in the graveyard of Rotten, see? That's quite a deal. I tell you what, I believe in time you may live to see it, I won't. And you might not, but I think there's a time whenever they'll put near a record the whole life of a human and have it so you can see what all went on all of his whole life.
Go back any place.
I sure believe that. Now, I sure believe that's right.
You know what I'd like to do for my children is get tapes of my father, my mother's dead, and my wife's parents, and just keep those.
Yeah, that'd be just fine.
Maybe just turn it on and
yeah,
just when we're just visiting.
That's right.
And then in 20 years, let my children listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, back 30, 40 years ago, they didn't know nothing about that, see?
Yeah.
I just wonder what the thing will be. That's reason I predict there'll be a time coming when you'll be a record, if you want it to be, of your whole life. From the childhood on till you're through. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it. I just assumed wasn't my
head.
Do you have one of those weapons when you were a boy with a forked stick and rubber bands?
Called bean flips.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They were pretty deadly.
Yes, sir. I could just knock a bird's eye out putting it every crack with them when I was a kid like that.
How about a gun?
Well, we had these old human rifles that were loaded with a ramrod. And powder, you know, and cap.
Yeah.
And
there's still any of those around?
I don't know of one anywhere. My brother might have one. I have a brother that went to World War in World War I, and he was younger than I was. And they took him down south here, and 29 days he's on his road to Germany.
Yes.
They took him out on a rifle range. He got 9 bald eyes out of 10. The next day he's on his road to Germany, by the way. And he couldn't get out of that. He tried to get in artillery. And they signed him as a special rifleman, and he couldn't get out of it, but he didn't fight a day. He was ready. His packs was all wrong, ready to go to the front any minute when the armistice was signed.
He was lucky.
Yeah, he didn't fight a day. He's just ready to go. He's close enough he could hear him. Here the big guns are going. Just ready to go right in the front.
Those snipers didn't last very long.
Oh, man, no. Yes, sir, he was ready to go.
When you were a boy, what did you call a part that you put in the... Well, when you had a breech loader, what did you call the thing that you put in, the bullet and the shell?
You mean what we call the breech loading shotgun?
No, what did you call the thing that you put in it to shoot?
Yeah, well, we'd call them shells.
Uh-huh. How about a rifle?
Well, a rifle, we'd call them shells too. But you know, our old-fashioned rifles, we loaded with a powder.
Yeah.
And then we'd put a little piece of cloth around the bullet.
Yeah.
And sort of slam her down in there and put a cap on and shoot that way.
Someday I'm going to own one of those.
Oh, that beast, that fella had one of those. I don't know for sure. My brother might have one of those. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask him first time I see him. That'd be quite a novelty now, you know.
Well, I just want it to shoot. I wouldn't want it to look at.
Yeah, well,
take it out and hunt with it.
Well, you know, he used to have what they call bullet molds. You know, he'd take
yeah.
and mold his own bullets with melted lead, you know, and pour it in the bullet mold. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can shoot them so much cheaper than you can a rifle.
Oh, yeah.
Except a .22, I guess.
Mm-hmm.